Oh, I am so happy with the selection. We have two females and one Hispanic male.
Regent Collins is reacting to the selection of the newest members to the 17-member Board of Regents. Collins says they've maintained their female majority. The new regent representatives come from Harlem, Manhattan, and Syracuse.
If you look at their background, they're educators, and they're not just educators on paper. They have been out there in the trenches. They have been working hard, advocating for children.
But now board members must select a new leader. The vote is expected March 21st or 22nd. One name that has surfaced as a possible contender is Regent member Dr. Betty Rosa. She's a former school superintendent from the Bronx. Collins won't reveal her decision to WBFO, but tells us Rosa is the name she's hearing most.
And a couple of other people, but Betty Rosa's name continues to be at the top of the list and the one who is being interviewed mostly about this position.
Collins tells us she has worked extremely well with Regent Rosa.
We worked real well together. Some of the issues that she had brought to our attention were issues that should have been brought to our attention as newbies on the Board of Regents. And so I've worked well with her, and I don't think that relationship is going to change.
Rosa's biography says she was born in New York City, but raised for the first 10 years of her life in Puerto Rico. Among her education experience, Rosa has worked at the New York City Department of Education as a bilingual paraprofessional, teacher, and reading coordinator. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.